reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma, your host. Once again, I have the honor to be here at your service. And then here with us, we have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Hassanain. So as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you both to introduce yourself very much briefly. Let's start with Sister Bita.
Wa alaikum assalam, my dear sister and my dear brother here at Back to Reality. I am Bita and I have the pleasure to be here again. And I'm studying medicine at one of the universities in Tehran. And that's it.
Thank you and wish you luck. And you, brother?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having us. Hope everyone's doing well. I'm a student in the Islamic Seminary of Qom, and I'm doing my bachelor's.
So thank you, both of you, for being here. It's always a pleasure to sit here and have a discussion with you guys. So I do believe our life is just like a story, a novel, in which in each chapter of it, some new characters would be introduced to you. They're going to be added into your story. And there is a purpose of their encounters with you. So like when you are a child, and then after that, when you come to school, the first people you meet are going to have a great impact on you. Now, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. So there's a purpose in here. Then in the other stages of your life, the same story happens every day. Even the people maybe you meet in the bus, in the taxi, in the whatever. Wherever you go, you meet new people. All these encounters are not futile. They have got a purpose behind it. So what do you think of it? Have you ever thought of it, of the people that come to be a part of your life or a part of your story?
Sure. You know, people are really important. The communication that we have actually defines a really big part of our life. And, you know, I was watching one post on Instagram, and she was a girl. She was like, God, I'm tired of all the people who came to my life as a test. You know, put me a test in other people's life.
And, that's nice.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Let me be the one who do that to them.
Yeah, be the villain of other people's story.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think most of the time we feel like we have this feeling that, oh, I am the best person in everybody's story and everyone else is the villain. They are trying to hurt me, they are trying to, I don't know, beat me, and they're trying to
abuse my kindness and everything.
And
but you forget about the fact that we are a villain and a bad one in everyone's,
in someone's story. In that we are in contact with. And this is why you have to work on yourself at the first part of the story. And then you have to think about all the relationships that you have, even the tiniest one, even someone passing by from next to you in the metro station. Okay? Yeah. These are the communications that have their own specific effects. And
exactly.
The way you react to other people, the way they react to you, and all the and the combination is really perplexing, really complicated, and really beautiful. And I can tell you that I'm in love with this aspect of my life.
Yeah, it seems to be so supernatural, metaphysical.
Exactly.
Something that's got a lot of meaning. You know that there is a lot of hidden secrets back in there. But then understanding them, trying to reveal them to yourself is a big story.
Everything in this world has a purpose. And like mentioning about people, like, you know, the people we meet in our day-to-day life, the people that stay with us or they leave us. So everything has got a purpose behind it. So, you know, someone coming into my life or me meeting someone. So it's a test for me. And it's a test for him who's coming to my life. So everything is a test. Like, you know, even something is happening with us. So as we know that, you know, this world is not the real world. It's the temporary station to all the humans. You know, the actual life is the hereafter.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends like how how our actions are, so that will decide our afterlife.
Yeah, but the people that get to come into our life are going to define us in some ways. But then we're going to get into that more and more. But before that, let's go for a short break, after which we're going to have a lot to say.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, this is your favorite Back to Reality. We're talking about an interesting topic, which is the people that get to come to our life story. Well, some of them turn out to be a reward, some others turn out to be a torture, and there are different roles for the people that come into our lives. What do you think? Have you had more of rewards or have you had more of tortures?
I see all of them as rewards, even the tortures. I don't want to be sound like a cliche or an ideological person or something, but I really appreciate everyone that I've met in my whole life up to here.
Do you have in mind some encounters which was so important, which changed you drastically?
Yeah, for sure. I had so many encounters that really changed me, my behavior, the way I act, the way I speak, the way I think, and more importantly, the way I look at the world.
Mm-hmm. How they come to change your point of view? Come to change you as a human being?
Even the tiniest things that happens in our communication, okay? For example, I go to, gathering with my friends, with my best friend. And she, for example, tells me something touching. Only one sentence. And I would think about that one sentence whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, is this a bad habit or not, but I have this habit of overthinking everything.
No, it happens. It's a moment of manifestation.
This is really beautiful. I like it. The moments that I go deep in whatever other people tell me. And I feel like, okay, maybe this is the time that you have to understand from other people's experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop yourself from being like, no, I have to experience it myself. I have to learn it myself. And just let yourself get drowned into other people's ocean.
Yeah. You know, there's something about me, myself, I want to share in here. Well, I have a friend. And our friendship goes back to more than 70 years. So just imagine how lovely she is to me and how much I love her and what kind of bond we have together. She's more of a sister than anything else. And just to add to your surprise, she's not living with me in the same city. We are far away from other, but then our hearts are too close to each other. And I just can't stop thinking about the first day I met her. Just if we didn't meet at that moment, just if we didn't sit at that moment together, just if another friend didn't come in the middle and say, okay, this is my friend. And, you know, she just introduced us to each other and then the story started. You know, everything happens as a miracle. And I do believe that some encounters, some people that get to come into your lives are going to act as the angels. Yeah. Into your life, the angels that are going to be given as a reward to you. And some others, on the contrary, they're going to take you into an ocean, into a windy ocean of problems that you have to change afterward. So, brother, do you have some of these experiences, some of them that made great changes in you and your personality?
Yeah, the thing is, as we know the fact, so many people in this world, so some people come and go, some people stay, and some people leave us. Mm-hmm. So actually, the thing you mentioned earlier was actually a very good point. Like, you know, some people come to our lives as a reward, and some people come as a disaster. So, but one important thing over here is this is actually the first step. You know, someone might come as a reward, and someone might come as a disaster. But the result lies in our hands. You know, to be rewarded from them and to be harmed by them.
Yeah.
This whole and solely it lies in our hands. You know, if we let them stay or if we let them go. So this is how we react to their arrival. Mm-hmm. You know, someone's come to my life. You know, yeah, there are many friends, you know, I have. And in my school and my college, I had many friends. You know, I have, like, best friends, like, since past 8 years, 10 years, we're friends. And in this time, there were many other people as well, like, who were there in our circle. But, you know, they were slightly aligned to the wrong path. So,
yeah.
You know, we tried...
So your ways got deviated from each other.
Yeah. So no. Like first we tried to get him on the right track. Like some people who came back to the right path.
Yeah.
But while the others who stayed deviated, like, you know.
You
like
just let
God
them go.
God knows, like, yeah. We just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, like, there's one more thing in this. Like, you know, sometimes the opposite happens. You know, the people who are deviated, they spoil others as well. You know, if you're so strong, you can change them, get to the right track.
Yeah.
Or if they do not change, you can just, you know, leave them.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes what happens is when you're trying to change them, you yourself, you are deviated.
Yeah. What
For example, like, you know, when a good fruit is, put beside a spoiled fruit, the other one, you know, it rots as well.
Some of the people that come into our life draw some scars into our heart that we would never forget them. These encounterances are also sort of important because the scars would remain in there and we would never forget the outcome, the results, the consequences of those breakages in our heart.
You know, I was sitting in a classroom and my teacher asked someone to give a brief explanation about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I don't know, other people can talk about me. Look at this. She is not really self-centered. She is always thinking about what other people think about themselves, all the communications that she has. I mean, this is the beauty of life, that we have some people as rewards, some people as torture, some people as nothing in our lives. But these are just people, okay?
Yeah.
And don't forget that this is you at the
and
end
we
of the
are,
day.
To some extent, we're bound to each other.
Yeah, we are bound because we're human beings and we're social human
we
beings.
We have to have interactions.
And these interactions actually doesn't define you to the extent that you can justify yourself from the things that you do.
Exactly. There have been a number of people, like our professors, like our teachers at a school.
Yeah.
Just one sentence from them, maybe they have changed us too much without us consciously knowing that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Many of these people that get to be a part of our life had their effect and they left us.
Yeah.
We don't remember them anymore, but their teachings, the effect and the impact of whatever they said to us is still remaining there as an important part of us. Like, for example, if I'm a brooding person right now, maybe it's because one of my teachers always urged us to be like this. She always urged us to question whatever we see, whatever we do in our life. The teachings of her would stay inside of me, would be there forever. But as we just said, the important thing is that we are the one who's going to define these meetings, these encounterances. The things that we learn from them, we're going to take as rewards, no matter if they, even if they were torturers to us. We're going to learn things from them.
One important thing to note over here is, like, we always need to reflect upon ourselves. Like, and sometimes we need to reflect on our company as well. When someone comes into our life, like, you know, someone, a new person comes into our life. So we need to reflect upon this, like, you know, is it making me a better person or like is it deviating me from the right path?
And don't give all the people that come to you as in strangers more than enough. It's not good. I guess we have to just give every person enough capacity that is reasonable to be given to them.
I think apart from your family, only 3 or 4 best friends or someone who is really close to is enough.
Yeah. Well, it depends on people. People are different. We are speaking as introvert people, so that's pretty clear. Yeah, but this was all the people that come to our life has got a mission, and I hope we keep that in mind and think about it. Not all the people are worthy and not all of them are bad. So this is all. Thank you for being with us. Until another session, I leave you to God's never-sleeping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.